Good morning. Welcome to church this morning. My name is Eric Johnson, and I serve as the head of worship, the worship committee here at church. I've been a member for about 2 years now. And in the pulpit this morning, we do not have our minister. He's enjoying and participating in the service as a regular congregant. But who we do have in the pulpit this morning is going to be all of you, because we're going to be taking a journey, a Thanksgiving journey today, where your memories and your thoughts and your feelings are what are sacred and holy. You are invited to stay following this worship service for fellowship, conversation, and refreshments and potluck today in the Keat Worker Room just through these doors behind us. If you're a newcomer here this morning, we extend to you a special welcome and hope that if this is your first time to visit, you'll consider entering your name on one of the visitor cards that that can be found in the back of your hymnal and placing the card in the offering plate or handing it to an usher. If you do that, we'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to let you know about all the programs and activities going on here at the church. If you'd like to learn more about the church and about Unitarian Universalism, please visit the information displays in our fellowship hall, where there are pamphlets, newsletters, and other visitor information that you are certainly welcome to take home with you. And now I invite you to turn to your neighbors and greet them, especially the ones you don't know yet. Okay, I draw your attention to the announcements in your order of service, the page that has our lovely new logo on it. We hope that you'll keep things in mind as you plan your upcoming week. If you have any announcements for the good of the church, if you would please step forward to the microphone and briefly give your announcement.
Just to let you know, the December church newsletter is now up on the church's homepage, so please go to the homepage and see what our activities are for the month of December.
My name is Linda Van Zandt, and in your order of service, there's a blurb about the 175th birthday bash, which is this coming Saturday. Everyone is invited. We're going to have a catered dinner. Fried chicken, roast beef, mashed potatoes, all the good stuff. And there's a sign-up sheet in the Keat Worker Room. It's $5 a person or $15 max for a family. We will have a nursery care available, and it's going to be a great evening for all, and everyone is invited, and there will be wine.
Hi, I'm Pat Morrell, and this works pretty good today. I'm here to remind all of you that are lesbian, gay, bi, transgendered, queer, or some variation of the above, that we are having our meeting, our chalice meeting, after the church service.
Where? Emerson Place?
I'm assuming so.
Emerson Place on this floor?
Lane
or Pat, sure. I also noticed in the order of service, my name is Cleaver Van Zandt, I'm a minister of this church. I noticed that there is a dedication of children and new member blessing noted for next week. If you have children that you would like to have dedicated in the church, please see me after the service or email me this week sometime. Also, if you are a new member and would love to go through this new member blessing, let me know. As evangelical as I will get this morning, if you're not a new member but would like to explore that possibility, please come see me down front after church today, after this service, And you can ask questions or I'll help you join this morning.
I have a couple announcements as well. Oh, Linda, do you have another one? No, okay. First of all, we have potluck after service today. But one of our great stalwarts of the congregation is not here this morning, Catherine Chapman, who usually is, as I refer to her, the potluck czar. And the potluck czar is not here this morning, and so on cue, we have not prepared for potluck to happen. So if you'd like to do potluck, please, I highly encourage you to help out, and we'll set all the place settings and get it done and get ready right after the service. Also, if you served during our lovely Four Saturday lunch yesterday, you are absolved from duty if you so wish. The other announcement that I have is, as the head of the worship committee, I tried to bring new things to our worship. And some of those we're going to do today. And one of the things we're going to explore is in ways of showing our appreciation. Now, there are several points of this service which are beautiful moments where clapping aloud would just kind of wreck it. So instead of clapping, I invite you for this service to shuffle. This is shuffling. Okay? So shuffling. Now, the other one, I got very excited watching YouTube videos of this. It's a very new thing for me, and I thought, this is cool, so let's do it here. The Occupy Wall Street movement has a way of silently showing your appreciation for something. Because they're not allowed to have microphones and bullhorns, they repeat all the messages, but what they do is they twinkle. So when something is neat or you like it, or whatever, you can twinkle, and it won't interrupt what's going on. So, now I invite you to the microphone and briefly share any joys, milestones, or concerns, and thanks with the church this morning.
I spent 10 days with my mom down in Texas because she had a valve replacement in her heart. While I was down there, she seemed to be doing pretty well. I left her yesterday at 5 o'clock in the morning, and at 2 o'clock I got a phone call that she's back in the hospital. So, thoughts and prayers are appreciated. Thank you.
Hello. I have a small concern. With my failing brain, I misplaced my little black fanny pack this morning, and it just has little things like my wallet, my checkbook, and things like that. If anyone should see it, please let me know. Thank you.
And we have a winner. Twinkle. Yay. See, isn't that cool? It's just really neat. All right. The prelude begins our worship service as Sally Olt lights our chalice. Thank you. How rare it is, how lovely, this fellowship of those who meet together. If you would please rise and join with me in responsive reading number 515 found in your gray hymnal. Please rise as you are able. For the sun and the dawn which we did not create, for food which we plant but cannot grow, for this gathered company which welcomes us as we are from wherever we have come.
For all our free churches that keep us human and encourage us in our quest for beauty, truth, and love.
For all things which come to us as gifts of being from sources beyond ourselves. We've been greatly blessed. Let us now give generously so that others might be blessed by the work of the church. This morning's offering will now be given and received. And you may be seated.
When I was a boy each week, on Sunday we would go to church, pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word, consecrate the holy bread, and everyone would kneel and bow. Today the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. When I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time Moses split the sea in two, and Jesus made the water wine. I remember feeling sad that miracles won't happen still, but now I can't keep track, 'cause everything's a miracle. Everything, everything, everything's a miracle. Wine from water is not so small, but an even better magic trick is that anything is here at all. So the challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, but finding where there isn't one. Holy water was rare at best, it barely wet my fingertips, and now I have to hold my breath, 'cause I'm swimming in a sea of it. It used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand me down, but now I'm walking with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now. Read a questioning child's face, say it's not a testament. Well, that'd be very hard to say. See another new morning come, say it's not a sacrament. I'll tell you that it can't be done. This morning outside I stood, saw a little red-winged bird shining like a burning bush, singing like a scripture verse. It made me want to bow my head. I remember when church let out. How things have changed since then, and everything is holy now. It used to be a world half there, heaven second rate, hand me down. But now I'm walking with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now.
Come up. Okay. All up. Now we've got this is an experiment, as most things in our church are. We are going to do a reenactment. And it's going to, now, it's exciting, yes. This is kind of like a play, except there's only going to be two words spoken. Okay? All right? So that's why it's a reenactment. It's not really a play where there's lines and stuff. So it's a reenactment. And we're going to reenact it wasn't the first Thanksgiving, because there have been feasts of Thanksgiving throughout time and history. But it's the one that we like to think about. You know, when we think about Thanksgiving, we think about the pilgrims, and we think about the Native Americans. Well, actually, there's a real true story behind that. And so we're going to reenact the true story today. Okay? So, now, we've got some parts to play. So, who would like to play? I've got 5 major parts. Who wants to play a major part? Devin. Kelvin. Honor. That's 3. And let's see. Okay. Hold on just a second. Devin, I want you to play William Bradford. And I want you to come over here. Work your way over here. Kelvin, I want you to play Massasoit, and I want you to go over there, okay? Now, Honor, I want you to play Habamuck, okay? And let's see. River, I want you to play Miles Standish, okay? John, did you want to play a part? William Brewster, okay. Now, I need a couple hunters. Who wants to be my hunters? Bennett, you're a hunter. You're a hunter. You're a hunter. Okay. River. A couple hunters. Okay. Hunters, come over here. Okay. All right. Now, oh, I'm sorry. Hunters, go over there. I messed up. Again, this is chaos. It's just like Thanksgiving. Okay, now I need a group of Wampanoag warriors. Who wants to be a Wampanoag warrior? Okay. Over here. Over here. Over here. Over here. Remember your part. Warrior. Over here. Okay. Okay. Now, the rest of you, we're gonna divide. So you guys go over there, and you guys come over here. Just scooch over here. Now, you guys over there, you're the English. And over here are the Wampanoag. Okay? So, here we go. Now, we have today... Oh, do we have Indians over here? Did I put you in the wrong spot? Indians over here. English over there. English over there. Indians. Okay, we got it. We got it. Okay. We have a very important part. And you know, if it gets all messed up, who cares? It's jazz. It's Thanksgiving. Okay, we have a very important part here. Guys, all my actors in the play, Stephen is going to be our emotional affect coach. Okay? So when you want to know how you're supposed to be acting, look at Stephen. So if you want, you can scooch over that way so that you can see Stephen and you can act. Now, when you act, don't act towards me. Act out there, okay? English are over there. Are you Miles Standish? Yeah, you're over there. It doesn't matter. Okay, here we go. This is the story of how the first Thanksgiving almost didn't happen. Now, the English came to the Americas, okay? And they came to Cape Cod, and they came to where Plymouth Plantation now stands. And that was the name of their little plantation. And there they found the... You could just stay right there. It's okay. All right. I can see this is a bad idea. Okay. Now, when they came upon a Wampanoag village, okay? But it was abandoned because they had had disease there and everybody died. Now, what you're going to do is die dramatically, kind of in place. Look at your affect coach. Die dramatically. Oh, okay, the Wampanoag had died. Oh, excellent. Yes, excellent. So, the English came and there they found stores of supplies in the ground that the Wampanoag had left there. Okay? And here's where we're going to come to one of our two words. The English, you have one word to remember. What? Okay, so say what? What? So look at the ground, at the supplies that you found, and say, what? What? Okay. All right. Good. Now your word, just in case you were wondering, is going to be hey. You can resurrect from the dead now. Okay, good. Okay. So they found these supplies, and after they set up their colony, Plymouth Colony, and it was a very hard winter when they got there. And some of the Wampanoag felt sorry for the English. So a group of you group, feel sorry for them. Look at the audience and feel sorry for them. And go give them some corn, okay? So up you go, up you go, up you go, up you go. Give the English some corn. There you go. Give the English some corn. And they gave them corn. And you know what they gave them? This is a little trivial point. Okay, all right, Wampanoag, that's enough. Go back to your village. Thank you, Wampanoag. Thank you, Wampanoag. This is a trivial pursuit moment. The first American, truly indigenous American word is a Wampanoag word found in the English dictionary, and it is succotash, which is corn and beans. Succotash is the first indigenous American word found in the English dictionary. True. Okay. So they had a hard winter and many of them died. Okay. English died dramatically. Some of you, not all of you. There you go. Good. Perfect. Excellent. That was excellent. But that fall, they got through the winter and they had a good harvest and they harvested. Do you know what they harvested? They harvested corn. Excellent. And who taught them how to do the English how to do corn? The Wampanoag. That's right. That's right. And so the English decided to have a feast. Okay? So where's my William Bradford? Oh, wait, no. Devin's real William Bradford. Face them. Okay. So William Bradford told the English hunters, where are my hunters? Okay, told the English hunters to go and kill geese and ducks and all kinds of waterfowl. Good, great, good. And so the hunters, up hunters, went and go hunt. Go hunt waterfowl. Good? Hunting waterfowl? Hunting? You're still hunting? Hunting? Yes. Thank you, Alex, for being the waterfowl. Yes, thank you. You all can be waterfowl if you like. It's participatory. That's right. Okay. So they went hunting. and they got lots of waterfall. Now, when they went hunting, they made a lot of noise, a lot of gunfire. And there was an Indian, a Wampanoag named Hobomok. Who's my Hobomok? Okay, Hobomok. Okay, stand up, Hobomok. Now, this is going to be a very technical feat for you guys all around Hobomok here. Look to Stephen for this one. You are now going to be weeds. Okay, you're weeds. So act weed-like. You're weeds and reeds because it's marshy right around Plymouth. Okay, now Hobomok, you're going to look over at the English. And he looks over at the English and he hears these gunfire, but he can't really see the English because of all the weeds. Yes, you cannot see. You're looking, cannot see. Yes, exactly. Weeds are in front. Okay, but you're getting kind of freaked out. Okay, calm down, weeds. Die down. Die down. Okay, it's fall. Okay, Hobomok can't see what the English are doing, but he hears the gunfire. So Hobomok creeps closer, creeps closer. Creeping, creeping, creeping. Good. Very good, creeping. Okay. Then Hobomok sees the English because William Bradford said to the English, after you get done shooting ducks and geese and all kinds of waterfowl, I want you to exercise arms, which meant march around with your guns and look military. So I need English marching with your gun, with your rifle, looking military, English marching. Great, good. Now, Hobomok saw this and was afraid. Go look at Stephen, look at Stephen. Yeah, okay, and was afraid and got freaked out and then went through the aisle of the church, around to the back of the church and came to, where's my Massasoit? Where's my Massasoit? Stand up, okay. And came around to the village of Massasoit, where Massasoit was the chief of the Wampanoag. And she freaks out. And she says to Massasoit that the English are going to war and they're going to attack us. They are marching around with their rifles and shooting things. And this is very dangerous. So we need to arm the tribe. This is the actual story, guys. We need to arm the tribe. So, Massasoit, get angry. We need to arm the tribe. Make aggressive gestures. Aggressive gestures. Okay, tribe. I need warriors. Okay, you guys right here, you're going to be our warriors. Okay, so stand up. Warriors, stand up. Stand up. Okay, you got your bows and arrows and your spears, and I want you to march around to the back of the sanctuary. Go. March. You're fearsome. That way. You're fearsome Wampanoag warriors. Notice, congregation, the fearsome Wampanoag warriors as they go off. Now, Hobomok, hold them right there. Thank you, Hobomok. Okay. So, meanwhile, back at the English village at Plymouth Plantation, they had gotten a ton of waterfowl, and they were preparing a feast. English, prepare a feast. Prepare a feast. And they're getting ready. Now, lay a table down. You could do it kind of picnic style. So everybody lay, get around a picnic table, and you're going to have a big feast. All English, like Lyric. Lyric, you want to be an English person? No, I guess not. Okay. There's the Unitarian over in the corner doing what she wants. It's okay. Okay, so they had a feast going on. And up come the fearsome, here's your cue, up come the fearsome Wampanoag warriors. 90 of them. Actually, at this time, 90 fearsome Wampanoag warriors came up to do an attack on the English before the English attacked them. And the English said this. What? And the Wampanoag went, hey. And the English went, what? And they went, hey. But then, Massasoit, where's my Massasoit?
There's my Massasoit in the war party. Massasoit realized what had happened. Turn around and realize. Make a realizing gesture. Good, good. Yeah, true. Massasoit realized what had happened, that they had had a misunderstanding, that the English weren't trying to go to war at all, that they were preparing for a feast. And so Massasoit and William Bradford, where's my William Bradford? William Bradford. They realized what happened, and they shook hands, and the English invited the Wampanoag to come to their feast. And then they sent poor Hobomok back around to the village. Going back around to the village. Warriors, you can stay here and party with the English. Okay, but and you can go back if you want. Okay. And then all that they got their entire village. Okay, entire village. You're going to go in the back of the church around to the English. Okay, everybody stand up. Catherine, off you go. Off you go. You're going to go that way. Okay, march that way. And happy. And you brought deer. You brought venison. You brought what's the first indigenous American word in the English dictionary? Succotash. You brought succotash and all kinds of other things to the feast. And come and join the feast and feast with the English. Feasting gestures. Great. Okay, great. Now, Parkett, English, and Massasoit. I need William Bradford and Massasoit up here. Okay, here, take that. Okay. Later that year, Massasoit and Bradford talked about how not to let misunderstanding happen between them. Ooh, excellent talking. This is a real conference. Bradford gave Massasoit a length of brass chain, and with the instructions that if someone, whenever there is to be conference between them, whenever you want to send a friend to us, simply send them with this chain, and I will know that they are our friends, and that we won't have misunderstandings again. Great, good. And that is our play. Actors, up, take a bow, actors. Good. And now, before we go and do as Kleber says, which is have fun and learn something, I'm going to give you the moral of our reenactment. The moral of this reenactment is that when misunderstanding happens, people can come together to work it out. They can sit and be with each other when they are very different, and they can be kind to each other, and they can covenant with each other to be better and recognize the bonds between themselves. So go and have fun and learn something. And now, actually, if you could remain seated, we will sing hymn number 349 in our gray hymnal. We gather together. Please remain seated.
We gather together.
lightly touch. There's a sign up here, please do not touch. I hope all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I did. My Thanksgiving was a lot of fun here at the church. I also know that Thanksgiving is a different one for some. It can be a chaotic time, a stressful time, a lonely time, a time of painful reminders of loss, loss of loved ones, loss of dreams. Sometimes we just never know what we are going to get with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving can be like a journey into a foreign, wild land. But we travel to where? For me, the holiday of Thanksgiving is a journey towards home. I think a place of home, as mythical as that can be sometimes, is what we all long for and journey towards. I'd like to take you now on a sound journey towards a place called Thanksgiving. Hum and sing along if you like. You have the words in front of you in your order of service. Just a quick note though, this morning when I went to make that little sheet, I pulled off lyrics from the internet, and some of them are different from the ones being sung. So, my bad. The great lyrics are with my mother-in-law. So just a note there. I'd now ask that you would close your eyes and think about the qualities of your favorite Thanksgiving memories. Thank you.
to that part of our journey where chaos seems to reign supreme. You all know what I talk about. The Thanksgiving time of kids running amok, turkey and food preparation schedules, packing to travel, the inevitable meltdown by all at some point, the awkwardness of conversation with your radically politically different relative. The horror. I firmly believe that Halloween was designed to prepare us for Thanksgiving. I ask you now to close your eyes again and remember the chaos that you just experienced with a reenactment. Spell the sighs that I just heard amongst you thinking of the chaos. I ask you to join with me and Marty and I in a lusty chorus of what is a Thanksgiving song and not a Christmas song, Over the River. And on Over the River, if you would like to say grandmother instead of grandfather, you are welcome to do that. We are open to all grandparents or grandparent allies. Over the river and through the wood to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood, oh how the wind doth blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go. Over the river and through the wood to have a first-rate play or reenactment.
Hear the bells ring, ting-a-ling-ling, for Thanksgiving Day.
Over the river and through the woods, trot fast my dapple gray. Spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is the Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the wood, and straight to the barnyard gate. We seek to go extremely slow, it is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood, now grandmother's kept by spy. Hooray for the fun is a pudding time, hooray for the pumpkin pie. Excellent. I couldn't help myself. Our final stop on this journey is the mystery of Thanksgiving. How it all seems to work out. How we find love, warmth, friendship, family, despite all the evidence and indications to the contrary. We journey towards something in Thanksgiving. I ask you again to close your eyes and remember how it all seemed to work out. And you found your way a little closer towards home. I'm sure that we never truly get all the way home. But this journey is meaningful and filled with love and diversity and warmth. Like Thanksgiving in the fall, it fills our heart against the cold that is to come. Thank you for journeying. And now, if you'd like to rise as you are able, and we'll sing hymn number 16 in your gray hymnal, "'Tis a Gift to Be Simple." Please rise as you are able.
Pray today for ourselves, for the peace and presence of the holy in our lives throughout the coming week. We pray for our neighbors, for the warmth and shelter of community through the coming winter. We pray for our world that the arc of the universe does indeed bend toward justice. Go boldly with fire in your heart, and let the God who is love shine in you and on you and through you unto all you meet. Shalom, salam, amen, and blessed be.